Our governor and Dr. David Scrace are navigating well among very dangerous shoals, COVID-19 spread, financial ruin, public emergency, and individual rights. It's a delicate piloting job, but I'm troubled by a few apparent missteps and more troubled by getting stiffed when I ask about them. Doing similar things in similar settings presents similar dangers. If a building has 80 seats and a platform someone presents from, the virus doesn't care if it's a play, political speech, or sermon, as long as folks keep their distance and wear masks. If political meetings that size were allowed, but religious services were not, we'd be drowning in headlines, protests, and lawsuits. I asked state officials why a small independent theater is more dangerous than a church. I sought some reasoned basis in science or plain good sense for this discrimination, something beyond political convenience. Our Constitution forbids discriminatory interference with exercise of religious faith, and it forbids establishment of religion. Supreme Court cases have recognized citizens' rights not to believe in supreme beings. Assuming the state's discrimination against non-religious groups is constitutional, it's still unfair. Sure, some people of faith feel strongly about attending church, but many folk find powerful instruction and community in a good play, well performed, or a thoughtful movie. So why is a small theater classed a large entertainment venue? I asked the governor's press secretary that. She sent me the list of categories and confirmed that a tiny theater is considered, quote, a large entertainment venue. Kind of like asking why a law forbade Ukrainians from owning dogs and being told, yes, you are a Ukrainian. Well, I know that, but why can't I have a dog? Again, I asked why. I tried for some more meaningful discussion. I got silence. This sort of arrogance is dangerous. Laws work if they make sense and folks see them enforced fairly. More than most, the Gov's health order depends on people buying into it and complying. Rules and enforcement that seem unfair undermine credibility. Saying follow the science is a great mantra, but officials have to be willing to discuss that science, as the Gov and her people were doing. Both fighting the virus and informed democracy are serious business. I also think a small business should have a reasonable way to resolve such issues. My theatrical friends and I believe in the science and generally approve the steps the state is taking. We just want small local enterprises to be treated equally or hear a rational explanation why they can't be. I know you're busy, guys, but many folks are on board but have serious questions. Ignore us and you sacrifice a whole lot of credibility.